I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 753, Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary. There are a lot of common names, Smith and Jones, Bill and Bob. According to BabyCenter.com, the top five girl names of 2022 were number five, Sophia, number four, Ava, number three, Amelia, number two, Emma, and number one, Olivia. For boys, it was number five, Mateo, number four, Elijah, number three, Oliver, number two, Liam, and number one, Noah. When we read in the New Testament, we also find common names, and one of those names was Mary. But was Mary quite contrary? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with everything we've got and to love others, including the contrary ones. The name Mary gets a bit confusing in the Gospels because there were more than one. There's Mary, Jesus' mom, Mary and Martha, and Mary Magdalene, for example. Now, who's who, and how do they relate? The confusion gets worse when illicit tales are made up about Jesus and Mary Magdalene in books like The Da Vinci Code or Jesus Christ Superstar. It doesn't help when a pope gets it wrong. Sadly, the legend of Mary Magdalene as a prostitute began in the 6th century when Pope Gregory I conflated Mary Magdalene, Luke 8:2, with Mary of Bethany, Luke 10:39, and with the anonymous sinful woman who washed Jesus' feet in Luke 7. Let's stick to what we do know. Mary Magdalene, who was she really? Well, Magdalene. That could be a family name, or it could be saying that she was from a village called Magdala, or it could be a nickname because it just means tower. For her, maybe her height or her faith or her great support in Jesus. We just don't know for sure. But what we do know is that Mary Magdalene is mentioned twice in the Gospel of Luke, once in connection with Jesus' ministry and once related to a witness to the resurrection. In Luke chapter 8, the first three verses, "Soon afterwards, he went on through cities and villages proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Cusa, and Susanna, and many others, who provided for them out of their resources." Michael Bird sheds light on this for us. It is little known, but it should be much noted, that Jesus was financially supported in his prophetic work by three prominent women, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Susanna, among others. These women were most likely financially well off, if not outright affluent, in the case of Joanna, whose husband was Herod Antipas' chief administrator. Concerning Mary, just as Christians kept alive the memory of key disciples and their experiences of Jesus, like Peter's call, confession, betrayal, and so forth, so too in the life of Mary they remembered her exceptional exorcism. Mary was a demoniac, though precisely what that means is not told. They joined the Jesus movement, remained faithful to Jesus, even into his death. The second text is Luke 24, as the women come to the tomb on Easter morning. Mary Magdala is there. The passage records, "On the first day of the week, at early dawn, some female disciples came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified, bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, 'Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here, he's risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and crucified and on the third day rise again?' Then they remembered his words, and returning to the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them." The first witnesses and proclaimers of the resurrection were women, including Mary Magdalene. What a turnaround for her, from demon possession to dynamic disciple. Here's the great question. In whose life have you seen the gospel make the most dramatic difference? Let's pray. Father, thank you for the recorded word that tells us stories of real people like Mary Magdalene. And today we know the gospel still is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. And that salvation isn't confined to heaven someday. It starts here and now, changing us, blessing us like it did for this Mary. Oh God, keep working in our lives so that we can be a blessing for the kingdom like she was. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 754. And in the meantime, life's complicated. It would have been easy to give up on a demon-possessed woman like Mary, but Jesus didn't, and you shouldn't. So today, who is your Mary quite contrary?